أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا بجميع المحامد على جميع النعم، حمدا لا يتناهى. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. فاللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الأولين، وصل على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين، وصل على سيدنا محمد في كل وقت وحين، وصل على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. إن شاء الله سوف أتحدث عن الصحابة بين القرآن والسنة. إن شاء الله I'm going to talk about the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم from the Quran and the Sunnah. Means the آيات of the Quran الكريم about the Sahaba and the Ahadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about the Sahaba, about the companions. يقول الحق تبارك وتعالى في سورة الأحزاب في الآية 36: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه، فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر، وما بدلوا تبديلا. ليجزي الله الصادقين بصدقهم، ويعذب المنافقين إن شاء، أو يتوب عليهم، إن الله كان غفورا رحيما. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what it means. Among the believers are men who have been true to their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and showed not their their backs to the disbelievers. Of them, some have fulfilled their obligations, means have been martyred, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this ayah, and some of them are still waiting, but they have never changed, as Allah said, that Allah may reward the men of truth for their truthful, for their patience at the accomplishment of that which they covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and punish the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, if he wills subhanahu, or accept their repentance by turning to them in mercy. Verily Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. ويقول الحق تبارك وتعالى أيضا عن الصحابة في القرآن الكريم في سورة البقرة: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله أولئك الذين يرجون رحمة الله والله غفور رحيم. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily those who have believed and those who have immigrated for Allah's cause, for Allah's religion, and have striven hard in the way of Allah, all these hope for Allah's mercy, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala. ويقول أيضا في سورة آل عمران: ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. Allah ordered us, said, and ordered those believers at the time of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, said to them, so don't become weak nor be sad, and you will be superior if you are indeed true believers. ويقول أيضا في سورة آل عمران: أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يعلم الله الذين جاهدوا منكم ويعلم الصابرين. Allah said to them, do you think that you will enter paradise, enter Jannah, before Allah tests you? Test those of you who fought in his cause, and also test those who are as-sabirin, the patient. ويقول أيضا عنهم في سورة آل عمران: فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب. Allah said, so those who emigrated and were driven out from their homes and suffered harm in Allah's cause, and who fought and were killed in my cause, in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verily I will, this is Allah said, I will expiate from them their evil deeds, all of their sins, and admit them into gardens, under which, into al-Jannah, under which rivers flow in paradise, a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with Allah is the best of rewards, subhanahu wa ta'ala. ويقول أيضا في سورة الأنفال في الآية 72, إن الذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله والذين آووا ونصروا أولئك بعضهم أولياء بعض. Allah said, verily those who believed and immigrated and strove hard and fought with their property and their lives in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as those who gave them asylum and help, these are all allies to one another. They help each other, as Allah said. ويقول أيضا في سورة الأنفال, والذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله والذين آووا ونصروا أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. Allah said in this ayah, and those who believed and immigrated and strove hard in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means the jihad in the sake of Allah, as well as those who gave them asylum and help, these are the believers in the truth. For them is forgiveness from Allah, and rizqun kareem means generous provision or the paradise, al-jannah. ويقول أيضا في سورة التوبة, لقد نصركم الله في مواطن كثيرة ويوم حنين إذ أعجبتكم كثرتكم فلم تغن عنكم شيئا وضاقت عليكم الأرض بما رحبت ثم وليتم مدبرين. ثم أنزل الله سكينته على رسوله وعلى المؤمنين. Allah said in this ayah what it means, truly Allah has forgiven you victory on many battlefields, and on the day of Hunayn, means battle of Hunayn, when you rejected at your great number, you think that you will be victory by the numbers only, but it availed you and knocked you to the earth, vast as it is, was striving for you, then you turn it back in flight. Then Allah didn't send down His Sakina, calmness and tranquility, and on the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and on the believers. ويقول أيضا سبحانه وتعالى في سورة التوبة, إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Allah said in this ayah, if you help him not, means the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it doesn't matter, for Allah didn't indeed help him when the disbelievers drove him out, the second of the two, when they, means Abu Bakr and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were in the cave. He, means sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said to his companion Abu Bakr, be not sad or afraid, surely Allah is with us. Then Allah sent down His Sakina, His tranquility upon him, and strengthened him with force, means angels, which you saw not, and made the word of those who disbelieved
the lowest, the lowermost, while the word of Allah subhanahu, word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that become the uppermost, and Allah is almighty, all wise.
ويقول أيضا في سورة التوبة والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم.
Allah said in this ayah about the Sahaba, and the foremost to embrace Islam of al-Muhajirin, Muhajirin, those who immigrated from Mecca to al-Madinah, and the Ansar, the citizens of al-Madinah, who helped and gave aid, help to the Muhajirin, and also those who followed them exactly in faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well pleased with them, as they are well pleased with Him. He has prepared of them gardens, al-Jannah, under which rivers flow, paradise, to dwell therein forever, that is supreme success.
وفي غزوة تبوك يقول الحق في سورة التوبة لقد تاب الله على النبي والمهاجرين والأنصار الذين اتبعوه في ساعة العسرة من بعد ما كاد يزيغ قلوب فريق منهم ثم تاب عليهم إنه بهم رؤوف رحيم.
Allah said in this ayah in غزوة تبوك سورة التوبة, Allah has forgiven the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Muhajirin, the Sahaba of the Prophet, left their homes and come to Al-Madinah with him, and the Ansar, Muslims of Al-Madinah, who followed him, means the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, in the time of distress, after the hearts of a party of them had really deviated from the right path, but Allah accepted their repentance. Certainly He, means Allah, is unto them full of kindness, most merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ويقول أيضا عنهم في سورة النور رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب.
قصد من whom neither trade nor sale means any business divert from the remembrance of Allah with heart and tongue, that means if they busy with anything as this business, they also remembrance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said also, nor from performing the salah, if they have business or something like that, it doesn't matter for them, they do it and at the same time they perform the salah. And nor from zakah, giving zakah, that means they didn't leave zakah for the business or something like that. They fear a day when hearts and eyes will be overturned, that Allah may reward them according to the best of their deeds and added even more for them out of His grace. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides without measure to whom He wills.
ويقول أيضا في سورة الأحزاب الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله.
Allah said, those who convey the message of Allah and fear Him alone and fear none save Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is sufficient for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Az-Zumar
الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أولئك الذين هداهم الله وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ.
Allah said about the Sahaba also, those who listen to the word, means good advice of Allah, and follow the best thereof, those are the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided, and those are men of understanding.
ويقول عنهم أيضا كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون وفي أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم.
الله said they use to sleep but little by night, very little. They do, they invoking their Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they praying with fear and hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them.
ويقول أيضا سبحانه وتعالى والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة.
Allah said this ayah about one of the Sahaba said, and those who had homes in Medina and had adopted the faith love those who immigrated to them and have no jealousy in their hearts for that which they have been given, and give the immigrants performance preference over themselves, even though they were in need of that, and whoever is saved they were is saved from his own covetousness, such are they will be successful.
ولقد صنف الإمام البخاري كتابا كاملا سماه كتاب فضائل أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن صحب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو رآه من المسلمين فهو من أصحابه.
الإمام البخاري write a whole book, a whole volume, and he named it the book of the merits of the Sahaba, of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and any Muslim he enjoyed the company of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم or saw him is regarded as one of his companions, one of the Sahaba.
عن عمران بن حسين يقول قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم.
Narrated عمران بن حسين, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said about those Sahaba, the best of my followers are those living in my century, my generation, then those coming after them, and then those coming after them.
ويقول عن أبي بكر قال قلت للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنا في الغار يا رسول الله لو أن أحدهم نظر تحت قدميه لأبصرنا وفي رواية لرآنا. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم له ما ظنك يا أبا بكر باثنين الله ثالثهما لا تحزن إن الله معنا.
Narrated أبو بكر رضي الله عنه, he said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم while they was in the cave, he said if any of them the mushrikeen should look under his feet, he would see us.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, oh Abu Bakr, what do you think of two persons? The third of them is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, don't be sad or afraid. Surely Allah is with us.
وعن أبي سعيد الخدري قال خطب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الناس وقال إن الله خير عبدا بين الدنيا وبين ما عنده فاختار ذلك العبد ما عند الله.
في هذا النص النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال عبدا ما ذكر نفسه. قال فبكى أبو بكر على بكائه حتى سمعه الصحابة وقالوا فعجبنا لبكائه. أن يحذر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يخبر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عبد ما ذكر نفسه خير, فكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو المخير, وكان أبو بكر أعلمنا الوحيد من الصحابة الذي فهم أن هذا النص من النبي يقصد به نفسه هو أبو بكر الصديق. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما رأى الناس هاجوا على أبو بكر قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أمن الناس علي في صحبته وماله أبو بكر, ولو كنت متخذا خليلا غير ربي لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا, ولكن أخوة الإسلام ومودته لا يبقين في المسجد باب إلا سد إلا باب أبي بكر.
Narrated أبو سعيد, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم addressed the people saying, he make خطبة and he said Allah gave a choice to one of his slave. In this text as the Prophet said to his slave, he didn't mention himself and at the same time he mean himself, to choose this world or what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave him a choice, this world or to be with Allah. And the Prophet at this sixth, he doesn't mention himself, he said only a slave. And after that he said, the slave choose what is with Allah. Abu Bakr at this time wept, and his weeping go loud. And the companions were astonished at his weeping, and caused by what the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. They said to him, he only said a slave. He doesn't mention, why you cry? And they said at the same text, we learned after that, we know after that, the only one of us, he understanding what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mean by this way, by this sentence, the only one is Abu Bakr. All of the Sahaba doesn't understand what does he mean. He mean himself. He gives them a sign that his death near by this saying, because he told them before. As that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, when the death of any prophet comes, Allah give him choice between this worldly life and the hereafter. And more, all of them, all of the prophets, choose side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, we learned later on that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was the person who was given the choice. And that Abu Bakr know more than us. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added, and he make a khutbah to defend Abu Bakr, added, has favored me, that Abu Bakr has favored me, this is the Prophet ﷺ, much with his company and property, means wealth, more than anybody of you. If I were to take Khalil, means a friend, or more than friend, because Khalil in Arabic language is the best friend or more, other than my Lord, I would have taken Abu Bakr. But the Islamic Brotherhood and friendship is sufficient. Close all the gates in the mosque except the gate of Abu Bakr, because there is more than one for the some of the Sahaba at the masjid. The Prophet ﷺ ordered them at this time, close all of the gates except the gate of Abu Bakr. That means he showed them sallallahu alayhi wasallam the virtues of Abu Bakr, the merits of Abu Bakr. وعن ابن عمر قال كنا نخير بين الناس في زمان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فنخير أبا بكر ثم عمر ثم عثمان رضي الله عنهم. Narrated ابن عمر, he said, we used to compare the people as to whom was better during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and we used to regard Abu Bakr as the best, then عمر, then عثمان. وأتت امرأة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قالت أرأيت إن جئت ولم أجدك كأنها تقول الموت, كأنها تشير إليه, فأنك لو أنك مت. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لم تجديني فأتي أبا بكر. A woman came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and she said to him, what if I came and I didn't find you? She said that, or she make a sign that if you die, whose can I ask? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to her, if you shouldn't find me, go to Abu Bakr. وقال نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله بعثني إليكم وهذا كان لعامة الناس فقلتم كذبت وقال أبو بكر صدقت وواساني بنفسه وماله فهل أنتم تاركوا لي صاحبي فهل أنتم تاركوا لي صاحبي فما أوذي أبو بكر بعدها أبدا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah sent me as a prophet to you, but you said to me, this is general, you are telling a lie. While Abu Bakr, the only one believed me and said to the people, he has said the truth and consoled me with himself and with all of his money. He then said twice, won't you then give up harming my companion? After that, nobody harmed Abu Bakr at all. وعن عبد الله بن عمر قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من جر ثوبه خيلاء لم ينظر الله إليه يوم القيامة. فقال أبو بكر إن أحد شقي ثوبي يسترخي يا رسول الله إلا أن أتعاهده. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنك لست تصنع ذلك خيلاء. Narrated ابن عمر رضي الله عنه that Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah will not look on the day of judgment at him who drags his behind him out of hoof and seed. It means if his clothes is very long and he try to take it behind him. Abu Bakr said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, "Off my robe, slacks down behind me. I got virtuous about it. That means if I didn't take care of it, it will my garment come after me." Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, "But you don't do out of conceit. That means you don't do this pride." ولما مات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فجاء أبو بكر فكشف عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كشف عن وجهه فقبله أبو بكر فقال بأبي أنت وأمي تبت حيا وميتا يا رسول الله والذي نفسي بيده لا يذيقنك الله الموتتين أبدا ثم خرج وقال ألا إن من كان يعبد محمدا فإن محمدا قد مات ومن كان يعبد الله فإن الله حي لا يموت. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم died, then Abu Bakr came and uncovered the face of Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he kissed him and said, "Let my mother and my father be sacrificed for you, O Allah's Messenger. You are good in both states, alive or dead. By Allah, in whose hands my soul is, Allah will never make you taste the death twice." Then he went out and said to the people, "No doubt, whoever worship Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Muhammad is dead. But whoever worshipped Allah, then Allah is alive and shall never die." وَلَقَدْ بَصَّرَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ النَّاسَ الْهُدَى وَعَرَّفَهُمُ الْحَقُّ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِمْ وَخَرَجُوا بِهِ يَتْلُونَ قَوْلَ الْحَقِّ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَى أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَى عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Then Abu Bakr after that led the people to the true guidance, and after that the Abu Bakr take them to the right path that they were to follow the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So they went out reciting the ayah of Allah, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is no more than a messenger, and indeed many messengers have passed away before him. If he dies or killed, will you then turn it back on your heels as a disbelievers? And he who turns back on his heels, not least harm will he do to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will give a reward to those who are grateful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ويقول نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا تسبوا أصحابي فلو أن أحدكم أنفق مثل أحد ذهبا ما بلغ مد أحدهم ولا نصيفه. Narrated Abu Sa'id, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Don't abuse my companions. For of any one of you spend gold equal to Uhud mountain in Allah's cause, it would not be equal to mud. Mud, Arabic word, means 2/3 of kilogram, means a very small amount, or even half of mud spent by one of them. That means if he spend a mountain, go a gold of mountain, he will not reach to half of them or 2/3 of them." وقال أبو موسى للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, "هذا أبو بكر يستأذن." فقال له النبي, "يؤذن له وبشره بالجنة." فأقبلت حتى قلت لأبي بكر, "ادخل ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يبشرك بالجنة." ثم جئت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فسلمت عليه, فقلت, "هذا عمر بن الخطاب يستأذن." فقال, "أذن له وبشره بالجنة." فجئت فقلت له, "ادخل وبشرك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالجنة." ثم عثمان كذلك, فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, "أذن له وبشره بالجنة على بلوى تصيبه." Narrated Abu Musa, he said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, "O Allah's Messenger, this is Abu Bakr. Ask the permission to enter to you." The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, "Admit him and give him the glad tidings that he will enter al-Jannah, paradise." So I went out and said to Abu Bakr, "Come in, and Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم gives you the glad tidings that you will enter paradise, you will enter al-Jannah." Then I went to Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and greeted him and said, "Umar ibn al-Khattab asked the permission to enter." The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم admit him also and give him the glad tidings that he will enter paradise, enter al-Jannah. The narrator said, "I went to Umar ibn al-Khattab and I said to him, 'Come in,' And Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم gives you a glad tidings that you will enter paradise. Then the same with Uthman ibn Affan. The Prophet said, admit him and give him the glad tidings that he will enter paradise. But after a calamity that will befall in him. So I went up to him and I said to him, come in. Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم gives you the glad tidings of entering paradise after a calamity that will befall in you.